We're going to begin reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. And we're going to read down through verse 10. Now, we're in a section where Paul is defending his character. Paul is defending himself because some of these members of the church at Corinth had criticized him. Some of those Christians questioned whether Paul was sincere or not. And because of that, Paul defends himself in this very personal letter called 2 Corinthians. So after Paul said in verse 1 that they were workers together with him, he begins in verse 3 saying that they gave no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, he said, they were approving themselves. We were approving ourselves as the ministers of God. When he says that they were approving themselves, he doesn't mean that they were bragging on themselves. He doesn't mean that they were trying to promote or elevate their lives or their work or their accomplishments. But he does mean that their lives proved the kind of men that they were. And this is why Paul talks as he does here in this section. You see, when your character is questioned, when your reputation is denied or attacked, and when people question your sincerity, there are two different ways that you can respond. You can respond by replying to what you've been charged with. In other words, you can reply or respond in words. And Paul does that. In the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul responds to his critics. But the other way that you can respond is not by what you say, but by the life that you live. And so here in this section, Paul is saying to his critics at Corinth, if you question my sincerity, just look at my life. Because why would a man do what I've done? Why would a man make the sacrifices that I've made and endure the persecutions and the sufferings that I've endured if I were not sincere? And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, then, beginning in verse 4, let's look at this long list of things that Paul said that he went through and the things that he endured in the work of the ministry. Paul said that they approved themselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Now let's notice some of these sufferings that Paul endured and the situations and the conditions that he was in his life. Now, we pick up today in this lesson in verse 5 because we've already looked at verses 3 and 4. In verse 5, Paul talks about the stripes that he received. Now, this is the same word that is used in Acts 16, verse 23, where the Bible says that they laid many stripes upon them. Now, the people who are receiving these stripes were Paul and Silas. This is just one of the many times that Paul was beaten. You'll find that same word in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 23 of 2 Corinthians 11, Paul said that he was in stripes above measure. In other words, there were innumerable stripes that were laid upon Paul's back. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, in this same book, Paul said that he received 39 stripes 5 different times from the Jews. Now, that's just from the Jewish enemies of the gospel. You see, Paul had enemies who were Jewish, and then he had some enemies who were Gentile and especially Roman. And so Jesus himself said that the Jews would persecute Christians and that they would scourge them. You read about that in Matthew 23, verse 34. So both Jewish officials and Roman officials used scourging to punish people. The Romans scourged people, we know, because the Bible says in John 19, verse 1, that Pilate, the Roman governor, had Jesus scourged. So Jesus said that the Jews would scourge his disciples, Matthew 23, verse 34, and we find the Romans scourging Christians as well. So both the Romans and the Jews scourged or whipped people in this way. Usually a scourge had a wooden handle, and it had several strands of rope or cord on the end of it. The Jews seemed to use that rope or cord, and they would lay stripes on people's backs. But the Romans were different because in addition to having these strands of ropes and cords, they would attach stones or metal or wood or other objects on the ends of those strands to inflict the greatest amount of punishment and pain in that person. But you also find that the Jews were limited in the number of stripes that they could give. They were not supposed to give over 40 lashes or 40 stripes. And that was in the Mosaic law. The Romans were not under that law, and so they were not limited in that way. But Paul shows us that he received stripes many times. He was beaten because of his gospel preaching on many occasions. Then he says that he was in imprisonments. Paul spent time in prison on many occasions. And so as you read the New Testament epistles, you're going to find Paul mentioning the fact that he was in prison in Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, and later in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul is in prison, and it's obvious there that he's not going to be released. Now, Paul also says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 5, that he was in tumults. That means that he was in situations that we would describe as being some kind of disturbance, a confusion, a commotion, a scene, or what we might refer to as a blow-up. For example, in Acts chapter 19, Paul was in a situation that had gotten out of control and was dangerous. So those kinds of disorders, those kinds of commotions, where things had gotten out of hand and almost, if not altogether, turned into a mob scene, were common in Paul's life. Paul said that he was in labors, and here he's probably talking about physical labors. Sometimes Paul made tents in order to support himself, Acts 18, verses 1 through 4. And he pointed out in Acts chapter 20, as he talked to the elders of the Ephesian church, in verses 32 through 35, that he labored with his own hands. Paul did that. And the Bible tells us also in verse 5 that he was in watchings. The word watchings means sleeplessness. Paul had trouble sleeping at times. He lost sleep, perhaps because of conditions, perhaps because of the cold and because he didn't have a warm bed at times, but also probably because he had things on his mind. Because we know in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28, that he had the care of all the churches on his mind as well. And he reminds us in chapter 11, verse 27 of this book, that he had these watchings or this sleeplessness often. So Paul lost a lot of sleep because of his service to God in the gospel. And then he said he was in fastings. There are two types of fasting in the New Testament in general. There is a voluntary fasting where a person chooses to go without eating. To fast means that you abstain from eating. So sometimes it is voluntary in the New Testament. It is a chosen thing. At other times, it is not chosen. It is forced upon a person because he's in a situation where he can't get the food or where he does not have enough food. In other words, he's going to be hungry for a while. So Paul said that he was in that situation often, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 27. He did not have enough to eat on certain occasions because he was so busy traveling, he was so busy working, that he did not have access to the proper amount of food. But he continues in verse 6, and remember what he's doing here. He's showing his sincerity and his honesty by his life. And so he mentions several things for these people to look at in his life and to remember. He says it is by pureness. In other words, by the pureness of his heart, the pureness of his motive, the purity of his life and his words showed his sincerity. He said by knowledge, that is by his knowledge of God, his knowledge of God's word, by long suffering, by the things that Paul put up with, by his patience, by his endurance, by kindness, by being kind to people when people were not necessarily kind to him, even when members of the church said unkind things to and about Paul, Paul showed his character by his kindness, by the Holy Ghost, especially by the miracles that the Holy Spirit enabled Paul to perform. Those miracles proved that he was indeed an apostle. By love unfeigned, and that means by unhypocritical love, by sincere love. And anyone that wanted to see whether Paul really loved these people and other Christians as well could see that if they wanted to. In verse 7, he said it was by the word of truth, that is by the gospel, by the New Testament. He showed his sincerity. By the power of God, because it was by the power of God, both in a miraculous way and in a providential way, that Paul was even a preacher. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. By the armor of God protecting him from criticism and protecting him from his enemies. How did he defend himself? Oftentimes, it was by the righteous life that he lived, and that provided an armor against his enemies. By honor and dishonor. Paul was honored among godly people. He was dishonored among sinners. By evil report and good report. Paul had a good reputation. He had a good name among the right people, but he had a bad report. He had an evil name or reputation among people that were enemies of the gospel of Christ. He said also in verse 8 that they were as though they were deceivers and yet true. Some people looked at Paul and other Christians as being liars and deceivers. And yet Paul says, we're true, as unknown and yet well known. Some people looked at Paul as not worthy of their attention, and so Paul was not well known at all. He was unknown in some circles and yet well known to the right people. As dying, there were many situations where it looked like that Paul was going to lose his life, and yet he pulled out of it by the grace of God, and he said, behold, we live. As chastened and not killed, Paul was punished, Paul was persecuted like these other Christians were, and yet he survived. He was not killed. In verse 10, he said, we are as sorrowful, yet alway rejoicing. This is an amazing thing about the character and the resolve of the Apostle Paul. We read in this same book, in the next chapter, in chapter 7, verse 4, that Paul said, I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Then he goes on to say, as poor, that is, as though we were poor, and yet we make many rich. We enrich the lives of other people, especially in a spiritual way. And then he finishes by saying, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. We have everything that we need, and spiritually, we have everything. Now, these are just some of the trials that Paul went through, and this is the character of the man who endured all these things.